Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On May 11th, 1965, Ellis Island becomes part of the Statue of Liberty National Monument. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It was called Proclamation 3656. Issued on this May Tuesday in 1965, the presidential decree signed by Lyndon B. Johnson made a 27.5-acre landmass in New York Harbor a national monument. Ellis Island is an emblem of the power of immigration in America, a tangible symbol of the strength the nation has long drawn from those who have braved the journey to come to a country founded on the ideal, if not always on the reality, of equality and of opportunity. Beginning in 1890, the island was designated as an immigration station. Over the next six decades, from 1892 to 1954, it would be the way station for more than 16 million people bound for the United States. As President Johnson wrote in his proclamation of this date, "Whereas Ellis Island was a temporary shelter for those who sought refuge, freedom, and opportunity in our country, and whereas the millions of people who passed through the Ellis Island Depot were important to America for their contribution in making the United States of America the world leader it is today, and whereas the Statue of Liberty is a symbol to the world of the dreams and aspirations which have drawn so many millions of immigrants to America, and whereas to all Americans the Statue of Liberty stands eternal as the symbol of the freedom which has been made a living reality in the United States for men of all races, creeds, and national origins who have united in allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and to the imperishable ideals of our free society, Ellis Island would become part of the Statue of Liberty National Monument." Immigration, of course, remains a source of controversy in America. It always has been. In the first decades of the 20th century, a fear of immigrants roiled American politics. There were anxieties about what was called a, quote, rising tide of color, an allusion to a 1920 book by Lothrop Stoddard that laid out, in the words of his subtitle, the threat against white world supremacy. In 1925's The Great Gatsby, in a sign of how common such views were among the affluent in America, F. Scott Fitzgerald had his character Tom Buchanan endorse Stoddard's views. "Well, it's a fine book, and everybody ought to read it," Buchanan says. "The idea is if we don't look out, the white race will be utterly submerged. It's all scientific stuff. It's been proved."
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 1883, Emma Lazarus had written a sonnet that struck radically different notes. She composed it in order to raise money for the completion of the Statue of Liberty. Her poem would be included at the site in 1903. She wrote, "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That was the America Lyndon Johnson was commemorating on this day. And it's the America we should still seek to make real. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.